Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Overall, it just kind of got out of hand, you know, turnovers and made some plays that wasn't able to convert. Touchdowns, we need to score more touchdowns. You know, anytime you're kicking field goals, when the offense is going back and forth like that, and losing Cuddy kind of set us back. And then Jimmy did a great job coming in and picking up the pace as he got more into the game. But I think losing Cuddy at that point in the game was tough, so we didn't get a chance to bounce back from that. But other than that, I thought, you know, it was just got out of hand. We weren't able to run. They was blowing the line back on a lot of runs. We weren't able to get protection. So we weren't really able to get into our game.
Jay has better hair. But overall, it's just got to get familiar. You know, we don't catch a lot of balls from Jimmy during the week. You know, we don't run a lot of routes with him, so he has to get familiar with our timing, our routes and things like that. So I think it's just timing and get used to, like, his ball is a little different from Jay's, and there's different routes that we've run that he hasn't thrown to us, but he may throw it to some other guys out there. So it's just really about timing and get familiar with one another. Like, Jay knows my body language. If I'm going to do something different on a route, he kind of knows, like, oh, Marty's about to do this or that, and Jimmy has to see a little bit more for him to be able to tell and read those that body language out there. Just different games, different week. Every single week is different. I don't feel like I take a step back. I have to look at the tape. I mean, it's a journey. It's a marathon. It's not really about, you know, taking a step back now. We're too early to really tell. So see how guys react to this and how we come to work this week and prepare for the Seahawks.